In our church community over the last few weeks, we've been looking at Paul's letter to Corinth, 1 Corinthians. If this is the first time you've ever joined us or been part of our live stream, or if you've never been to our church, don't worry too much about that at the moment. I am mostly speaking to our Faversham Baptist Church community, and we're going to read the next bit of that letter because I think it speaks to us and our situation today. So let's hear from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 23.
Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives among you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
Someone asked me this week what I was going to do now that church wasn't happening. And, if there's anything designed to get a minister a little bit hot under the collar, not the dog collar, by the way, I'm not wearing one of those, but it's something like that. Church isn't happening? What a idea. What a thought. I know what they meant. They meant that we can't have services anymore in the way that we're used to. This is an empty church. Church isn't happening. Look, this is not the time really for long-winded explanations of what's going on in the reading that we just heard. It is, though, I think, exactly the moment to realize the truth of something that's become almost a bit of a cliche. The church isn't the building. The church is people. It's you and it's me. Paul, who wrote what we just heard, he's been talking about what we do with our lives. He said that God has invested in us and that God is interested in what we're doing with that investment. In life, he says, Jesus is the foundation and we're all building on that. He's asked us to look at the quality of our work. And now he makes the point that we're not just a bunch of cowboy builders out to make what we can for ourselves, but that we belong together as the people of God. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, says Paul, and that God's Spirit lives among you? The church is not a building. The church is people. People like you and me, people who love Jesus, people who are filled with God's Spirit. This time last week, we had no idea that only a week later, the coronavirus would have imposed such restrictions and limitations on our everyday lives. I know that many of you are just as bewildered as I am at the speed of events and the fact that we face quite an uncertain future. We don't quite know how this is going to pan out, how long it's going to last, what's going to happen. We all share that. But as God's people, we also share something else: faith in Jesus. We experience the hope that he gives, the peace that he brings, the joy of knowing him and knowing that he is with us. And just because the world has changed, that doesn't mean we stop being God's temple, for God's Spirit lives among his people. You see, the church is not a building. We are the church. Someone this week said, if not meeting as the church stops us from being the church, were we ever the church or just a meeting? Now's the time to prove the truth of what we say we believe. We belong to Jesus. We belong to one another. We're family, and families stick together through thick and thin. And if we can't gather together physically, we have to find new ways of worshiping and praying together. The church is empty. The church has left the building. There are things we can do, though, But it will require us to be involved, all of us, to engage and connect and make the effort. You may not like it. I'm quite a reluctant social media user. I need to limit its use for the sake of my mental health. But online community is one way that we can stay together. And if you're struggling with all of this in any way, please know that you're not alone. I've not found this week easy. Lots of us haven't, for all sorts of reasons. And that's certainly true for some of you. But God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We put our faith in him. We look to one another for encouragement, to keep our eyes on Jesus. Before we finish today, I'll give you some idea of what we are hoping to do in order to connect everybody. Please be patient. None of us have done any of this before. But it's only going to succeed if we all, and I mean all of us, play our part. And that means you, all right? Hello? You. Yes. It may not be what we're used to. It may not be what we would want. It may not be ideal, but it will be worth it. Because we are God's temple, and God's Spirit lives among us. We belong to Jesus, and Jesus is head of the church, and we are the church. Someone else this week said, churches are not being closed. Buildings are being closed. You are the church, and you are to remain open. There's so much we can do right where we are, caring for one another, supporting our Faversham Baptist Church community, and serving our neighbours and our friends. So are you with us? Didn't hear you say yes. Are you with us? Yeah, that's better, I think. Good. And please let us know. We need feedback on all of this because we have no idea what's going on out there unless we're talking to one another some way from our own homes. But we are looking to Jesus. Salvation is found in no one else. That's good news for all of us. He's still Lord. And we put our trust in him.